We're holding the fourth parak of Masechet Bava Batra, Mocheret Habayit, and we got up to the last word on the third line, talking about how you could be Mishayer something for yourself when you insist that you don't want to sell the trees, you don't want to sell the goof, you don't want to sell the iloni. Now the question is, what happens if you create a shiur in something that was already Mishuyar? Now remember that we saw earlier that any additional language is interpreted to usually mean something special for yourself. But if you would be Mishayer something that you didn't need to be Mishayer, there's nothing additional to add, and maybe its implications are that I only want to be Mishayer that and not the rest, which is sort of weird, because you're saying something that sounds as if you're keeping a schus for yourself, but since the implications are that you're giving the person the other schus, in effect you're giving him a schus by saying you don't want to give him a schus. But that's the question, whether we accept that type of language. Suppose a guy sells a field in which there are charuvim, or there are sadana shikma, and he specifies a particular charuv to be excluded from the contract. So it's chutz mi charuv ploni, or it's chutz mi sadan ploni. So what does that mean? Do we say, to construe it as an additional schus for the buyer, so that oto charuv udolokani, he seems to be saying, I'm not giving you that charuv, but the implications are, Shar Charuvim Koni. Or do we say, how in the world could you give somebody a zechut in something by being koveya a right to yourself? So therefore, Shar Charuvim Nami Lo Koni. So you say, but I mean, there has to be an understanding of the language. Well, I mean, really it's dependent in Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan to some extent. In other words, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. There is an explanation for the language. If I say I want to save that Charuv, so it means even though I sold the easement to get to the trees, to the other trees, what I'm specifying, but I'm not selling you that tree, means in any way at all, I got to be able to bring up my tractor to that tree. So, okay, then we can, in fact, construe it to be an additional zechut. How about according to the Rabbana? You have to say that maybe he's just worried. Maybe he wants to make absolutely sure. Maybe this is his favorite tree. But even though we don't have an explanation, it doesn't make sense to say that he intends somehow to use this language of a shiur to give away more. That's the problem. All right, that's the question. Omale lo kana. So Rav Sheshes thought of Agabar Huna, you cannot be makne a zechus with a lashon of retaining additional rights. Makes no sense. Eight ways. So we asked on him from the Braita. It says, if you made a stipulation that the sale does not include a particular charuv, so chutz mi charuv ploni, or a particular sadana shikma, chutz mi sadan ploni, lo kana, which seems to be saying, lo kana that tree. So my love, oto charuv lo kana, or oto asadan lo kana, but shar charuvim kana. Said Rav Sheshes, of course that's not what it means. What's the matter with you? Lo, afilu shar charuvim nami lo kana. You're not thinking clearly. Consider what's really going on over here. Remember that the way we've understood the nature of the sadana shikman, the charuv that is murkav, is that for all intents and purposes, it's a different field. And that's the way we understood it earlier, when we talked about yesterday, the raya from the Ma'arat HaMachpelah, the cell. There's no gavul. It's a separate field. It's not gavul by this field. There's no definition that relates it to this field at all. So for all intents and purposes, it would be saying a guy sold two fields, and there was a field in between that he sold all three, because in between, that's absurd. Extend that argument, says Rav Sheshes. Look, think this out, Teda. Let's say a guy sold a field, and he writes in the Sibyl of Sale, I'm selling you my field, but not the other field that I have, but he really has 20 fields, not this other field. So then we say, he said, not this other field, but he certainly meant to include another 20 fields. That's absurd. Of course, that's not what it meant. So what did he mean? I really don't care what he meant. I don't care what he meant, but he certainly wasn't coming to say, maybe he thought you had designs on that field, and he's saying, look, don't ever try to get this field, you're not getting. Do I know? Whatever, but he's trying to make something clear, but he's certainly not giving away rights to fields that weren't being sold. A sadan hashikma is another field. Get that through your head. There's no question if it's relating to this field. So therefore, let's see that inside. Teda. Ilu amalei sadim mechura lecha, but chutz mi sadeh ploni. So you would say, well, he's saying ahiyu delokani, but anything else, even though he had never sold them, no, the guy who's buying this field is going to be kind of 396 fields across the across the globe because he mentioned this particular field, I'm not selling you. I mean, anybody who would make an argument like that would be locked up. El lo kana, this is no different. The legalities are exactly the same. Alkinami lo kana. And therefore, even though the lashon of the bright is a little bit vague, says lo kana, because it seems to be referring to the aforementioned charuv. But obviously, it can't be what it means. Ikari amri. Now, others say that this was obvious. Now, there's no question that there, he never sold the other trees. That there was never even a thought that I could use a lashon of being mishayer charuv to myself to give away other charuvim. The question was more sophisticated than that. The question that Rav Acha bar Huna asked from Rav Sheshes was like this. Boy, mina Rav Acha bar Huna, Rav Sheshes, chutz michatzi charuv ploni. So how about if you specified a particular charuv, and you said, I'm keeping half of that charuv for myself, or I'm keeping half of that sadan for myself. Ma. So there, I mean, there's no thought in the world. Of course the shara charuvim vaday lo kani. There's no way I was giving away the other charuvim. But, I mean, to say that I'm talking about keeping half of a tree, and what happened to the other half? It's going to hyperspace. Well, what's with the other half? So then the question is, how do we understand that language? I mean, do we say, okay, obviously he isn't giving him the rights to the other charuvim, but hamash shi'er b'oto charuv kani? But certainly if he's saying half of a charuv, it makes absolutely no sense, unless that's what he means. O dilma afilu mash shi'er. We're saying that he's leaving it out. I have no explanation, but it doesn't give you rights. And in this version, of course, Rav Sheshes said the same thing. Of course, he's not kona. And in this version, we have the same baraita. Eitve chutz bichatzi charuv ploni chutz bichatzi sadan ploni shar charuvim lo kana. Now, this part of the baraita is much more powerful. Here it says, you weren't going to the rest of the charuvim. Aha, so this is now a diak, my love. Shar charuvim, hudalo kana, but, mashishir bato charuv kana, and you Rav Sheshes paskin wrongly. Omale, no, that's not what it means. Afilu mashishir bato charuv nami lo kana. Even that, when it said shar charuvim, it means anything else besides what was mentioned, of course he also wasn't going to. Half of this tree is part of the shar charuvim. How in the world would you expect that he would be Kena in this case? And
who does it go to then?
Himself.
So why do you say half?
Do I know? I could start telling you all kinds of ideas, so depending on whether Mocher buying Yafa Mocher. Maybe there's something that was connected that required. Who do I know? Maybe he just wanted to make it clear and tell him, you ain't getting anything. I'm not even giving you that half. I know you belong. I don't know, but it certainly is no way to convey greater rights. That's all. And in this version, he also said the same thing. Teila, the ilo amalei sadim uchurala chutz bichatzi sadeh ploni. You're saying it's a more sophisticated question. Very nice. But it boils down to the same bottom line. If you tell a guy that I'm selling you field X, and I'm not giving you half of field A, so what do you think that means? I'm giving the other half of field A. Just saying, so why mention it? It's not my business. Aliens are chasing him. I don't know why he mentioned it, but he certainly isn't giving him the rights to the other half of field A. So there's a point at which you cannot interpret a shtar. You throw your hands up, but you know it can't mean that. This is exactly the same thing over here. Maybe he's got a lousy lawyer. So what are you going to tell me over there? That chutz b'chatzi sadeh ploni means ahu d'lo kana, but he's certainly giving away half of the other sadeh. Of course not. Ela lo kani, akinam lo kani, and therefore, there's nothing to discuss. Now, we're going to now raise an issue that's completely unrelated to our sugya. That seems to be brought in here only because of the question of the involvement of Dayanei Golan, are the people who were discussing it. But it's not really Nogea, the dinim of Shiur, which is what we're involved in. So, Bo Minei Rav Amnon Mirav Chisda. What would be the din if a guy is mafkid et chaver bishtar? We talked about earlier if a guy is mafkid with Aiden. So you give it back with Aiden. If a guy... So we said over there, you don't have to give it back. But Adim, I'm not a chief to go running around finding Adim. You give Adim, you don't trust me. I mean, then find somebody else. That's where we ended up previously in the Masech. Question over here is, what about if you made you sign a shtar? That I received this particular suit for dry cleaning. Then the guy wants to collect it. And he's got his ticket. And the guy says, I gave it back to you already. Mao. Oh, so this really is the question of no tiki lo laundry that we've been laughing about. This is the question. If Lamaisa, the guy, can continue to be Toveya, his suit, with that ticket, then the cleaner's got to be crazy to give him back the suit. So what happens if he claims, I gave it back to you tomorrow? Suppose he had claimed that it was a robbery, an armed robbery, they made off with everything. So even though he's a Shomer Sachar, so he's being paid, right? Fine. But he would have been potter. And he would have been believed with that taina. Now, of course, he would only have been believed with the shvua, which we'll discuss later. But let's pretend he would have been believed straight out with that taina. That gives him a migo. So if he could use that migo, he should be believed with that migo, even though he's saying, yechzartiv lecha. Odilma, or perhaps, matzi amarle, shtarcha biyadi my boy. If that's the case, why do I still have my ticket? So when you're telling me you returned it, it's the equivalent of saying amigo against an Anan Sahadi. And an Anan Sahadi is a din of Edus. That's the Rashbam's approach. Tosfos has a complex approach that this is dealing with the problem of the Shvua. I think we can, for the sake of simplicity, we can ignore that problem and learn it like the Rashbam. So we're talking about the equivalent of amigo b'makom Edim. Amigo b'makom Edim doesn't work. So why should we accept it? Omalei. Oh, well, I'll tell you, because of time. Suppose he had said that other time. Suppose he had said that there was an armed robbery. So what are you going to come back and say? Nope, there was an armed robbery. Why do I still have my ticket? Huh? Duh. What kind of time is that? So that means that the original migu includes the fact that you still have your ticket. You say, okay, but you're still tying it against an Anansari. No, not really. Because when I'm saying to you that I gave it back to you and you still have the ticket, what that boils down to is saying, you came in here without a ticket. I trust you. But it's not stand that I'm an idiot that I trust you. Why don't I say no tiki, no lun? I'll tell you why I don't say it. Because I know, ultimately, that I have this migo. So therefore, when you claim you lost your ticket, I'll say, okay, the guy's probably telling the truth. He lost his ticket. And you know what? If the idiot tries to be Tovea, I'll come with the Migo. I said, look, I could have told you I lost it. And it was an onus. So what are you gonna come? So Mamela, since the Migo includes the right to have a taina even when a person has a ticket, if you have that taina in a way that includes an explanation of why you have the ticket, then the Migo should help for the fact that you have the ticket also. Otherwise, we make it impossible to give a thing back. Where the guy doesn't have it, you'd have to get Edus. And or write a shtar. I'm not mechuyev to keep the shtar. I'm not mechuyev to get Edus. So I'm not giving it back to you. You go find your ticket and give it to me. The whole reason that will allow you to give a ticket is because, I mean, to give back the laundry and then not worry about the ticket is because of this time that he's neman to say, I gave it back to you. With the migo of saying it was nenas. Omar lay. So he said back to him, afal peking. Priest, please. I mean, what about the Shvua? What kind of migo is this? Sov. Giamele Nensu lav Shvua boy. I mean, he would have needed a Shvua, and now you're saying that he's Neman without a Shvua. So I gave it back. How can you use a migo? He would never have used a migo because he knows if he would have said that time, he would have had to swear. So it's not a good taina for him. So how can you use a migo that would have been b'chaim and a Shvua to allow him to collect or to claim that he paid without a Shvua? I understand what you mean. When I said he's Nema, you think I meant he's Nema without a Shvua? He's Nema with a Shvua. So, Achinami, my Ne'eman, Ne'eman bishvua. That's what it means. He would Dafka have to make a Shvua. And otherwise, there'd be no way that he could, in fact, taina that it was given back. Now, I mean, here there's a tremendous amount of discussion about what this means. What do you mean he's Ne'eman bishvua? What Shvua? You can't create a shvua out of a whole cloth and say, since the migo would have given him only the rights to collect with a shvua, let him make a shvua. Let him make a shvua what? Where? What kind of shvua is that? The shvua that the Torah was machayev him was the shvua of a shemer. That something happened. It was nenas. This din of giving it back had nothing to do with shmira. That's an argument between people. You can't go ahead and create a shvua and say, I'll make a shvua. The court will look at you like you're crazy. What do you mean? You'll make a shvua. It doesn't have any legal meaning to us. You're making a shvua. A shvua that is part of a takana of modes of collection is a shvua. The reason I'm bringing this up is because of a remarkable assertion by the Sma. This is an absolutely amazing finish, which fits in with the approach. You know the approach among the Achronim that a migu is not simply a reason to believe your current taina. A meager is the application of the previous taina to whatever you're saying. So says the Sma, the shvur that you'd make is the same shvur that you would be mechuyev to make if you would have tainat nenas. It's a shvur niraisa. Even though the shvur niraisa was that it was nenas, and over here it's a zarati, but since it's based on the migo, so therefore you have to make the shvur for the migo also. It's such a remarkable tainat that's gedai to mention over here. Okay, the question whether there was a particular takana for a shvur, that Tosu says it was a shvur that even existed before shvur's hesed, there was a takana that we don't know about, whatever. Okay, but certainly, said Rav Chista, I never was talking about collecting without a shvur. Now, this question of whether Rav Chista is correct to say that in a case where I have a shvur, where I have a migu, that I would be neman even against the fact that another guy has a contract against me, it should be dependent in the following machlokas. Now, there's a little bit weird, the girsaot over here, because to say to Hani Tanoi, there is no Hani Tanoi. And even though the Gemara says now to Tanya, there's no Braita that's brought. And in fact, the Girsa seems to be, if you take a look in the Rajbam, Lema Beplukta, not Lema Beplukta to Tanoi. Because what we end up bringing is the Machlokas with the Dayane Gola, which is really the reason that this whole sugi is coming up, is the Dayane Gola against the Dayane Eretz Yisrael, which were, and this, you'll notice, it's not just a local thing. We've been discussing the klal about here in Bavel, how we view it, and how the Dayanim and Eretz Yisrael view it. And so this is part of like a list of things in which we had different approaches. Dayanei Golah and Dayanei Eretz Yisrael. So we brought this over here also. So it's probably better to be gerus lema beplukta, not lema beplukta tani tanoi. And instead of saying the tanya, the itmar. Shtar kis, hayotze ala yitomi. Now shtar kis, the same way we would use the word kis, kitty. Talk about a kitty. So a kitty would mean, if different people are making investments in a particular deal, here's what I threw into the kitty. We call a shtar like that a kitty shtar. So this indicates what your investment was. A guy made an investment with someone for a business, a regular iska relationship. Remember that an iska relationship is half a milva. In the end, that was our takana. Every investment that's into an iska is viewed as half a loan, which has to be paid back kamel or eye-water. We don't care how much money you made on it or not. And half of it is, that's your money in which you're ready to take the losses on. Then the guy who's doing the work for the investor is paid a little bit extra for the work that he's doing, because otherwise it would be viewed as rebit for the fact that the person invested, they have to give him the right to half of the profit. So he gets a little more than half of the profit. And we have all types of, we've gone through this many times, you have all types of improvements to make it certain that it shouldn't be rebit, and that the guy anyway is going to get his money back no matter what. If it's time his own losses, then that was all after iska business. But in any event, the definition of an iska, with a heter, without a heter, is that it's always palga milva, palga pikoda. A heter iska pretends that a loan is really an iska, makes ways for me not to be able to get off the hook on the other hand. But here we're talking about a real iska. So therefore, when he comes now, and the guy dies that you invested with, so now you're coming to collect from his heirs. The heirs have no idea what happened. Usually we have a klal that we're tanin and liyorshim. They're not expected to know. Maybe our father returned it to you. Maybe the money was lost through the ship went down. I don't know. Maybe it was an honest. Maybe he doesn't owe you anything of the business deal. Maybe just for the loan, but the loan may be repaid. So you can see how we're starting to touch now on the problem that Rav Chista just said. If the guy himself would have been neman connected the shtarkis with the taina that I already gave you back the money, and we would have said that migu, he could have said that it's nenas, fine. So let's take a look now at what the halacha is. So a shtar kis in this case is being brought to court against yetomim. So the dayanei gola, again, Shmuel and Karna, according to Rashbam, the dayanei gola say he can be nishba and gove kulo against the yetomim. But since you're not gove from yetomim, unless it's a shvua, that's the takana. Okay, but he can make that shvua. I never got the money, never saw the money. Your father died without dealing with this issue, and he collects the whole thing. The Dayanei Eretz Yisrael, on the other hand, say he can collect, but he can only collect half, which I guess means he can only collect the half, which is the loan part. Now, our assumption was like this. Kuliyama itlu de Nardoi. There's no argument over here about the nature of an iska. The Nardoi's final analysis of an iska, which everybody ends up accepting, was that we view an investment as palga milva and palga b'kadam. So that gives you the investor a right to get back at least half of the principal, and then you're going to bet the profit from the other half or the loss. But you're guaranteed to get that half of the principal. So my loss, and why are they arguing about whether you collect the whole thing or not, must be that they're arguing like this. Well, how come you flip it? The question over here is the difference between a taina parati for a milva versus a parati for a business deal. Because the half which is a milva, there's no, absolutely no migu at all, right? What are you going to say? You paid me back. Really? So why do I have the shtar? Well, I have a migu to say, yeah, that what? That you lent me the money and I was held up. That's not my problem. That's your problem. So on the part that's a picadon, you can say, I invested it and the ship sank and we lost everything. Fine. So there you have a migu because it's a picadon. That's an answer. That touches on Rapista's issue. But on the part that's a milva, I never have a taina to claim I paid up when somebody else has a shtar. That's ridiculous. Why would he have the shtar? That's the whole point of a shtar, is that I can't make such a taina. So I assume, therefore, that the machlokas is exactly this question. Is Rav Chisda right or is Rav Chisda wrong? If Rav Chisda is right, so then I can only collect half. Because we're going to be taninan for the Yorshim. And we're going to say, the father might have tainted nenas. So therefore, we will taina that it was returned already. We're certainly not going to taina nenas. You see, because we don't taina things out of left field. We don't taina things that are unusual. But right now, we have a shtar. We don't know whether the guy had already returned it. And this is the shtar that's left on the other part. We don't know. So with the keach of the nemanus that the father would have had he tainted nenas, we won't taina nenas, but we'll say it was returned. Why would he have been believed? He would have been believed because he had a migu. So that means that the Yatomim also have a migu. But if Rav Chisda is wrong, and the father wouldn't have had a migu, there's nothing to be Tanina, because we won't say a migu b'makom eidim, and over here there's a shtar, and therefore it's the same as migu b'makom eidim. That's the question. That must be the machlokas, right? So therefore, if everybody agrees that an iskis palga milva and palga pikadon, so then my lav v'akom ifga, we're left with only one possibility. Mar sabar matziyam le shtar chabiyadi, my boy. So one man, the Yomar, says, what do you mean he's got a migu? It's a migu b'makom eidim because I have a shtar. Umar Sabra, Mashenkin, the other man, the Omar over here holds, just like Rav Chisda, that lo matzi omar le shtar chabiyadei, my boy. And that means that the discussion that we just had is a machlokas between Dayani Eretz Yisrael, who say, you can only collect half. You can't collect the whole thing. He's got a way out of that. Or the Dayani Golah, who say, what kind of way out of that does he have? Shtar chabiyadei, my boy. And therefore, the object of the contention is Rav Chisda. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Maybe everybody holds a Rav Chisda. The Kulei Alma Ita the Rav Chisda. Rochabach can be forget. Mar Savar in Ita the Pari may Mar Havi Omar. Remember that the Yitomim also, the only way that this thing works, that we let Yitomim off with Taninan, is that they also have to be Nishba. Our father told us nothing before his death about this issue. That's part of that Shvuah. So even though, in a case where the guy himself is coming with a taina, Rav Chisda may be right. But in this case, we don't believe he's right. Because the very fact that he died without leaving information that this was paid, despite the fact that he knew that there was a contract against him, the moment that he paid it, he would have made sure to leave a note or to tell his children, look, if anything happens to me, one thing you got to know is, if this guy comes with a contract, it's been paid. Don't pay it again. And I still may be owing for the business deal. I paid him back the half that's a loan. He didn't say anything. The Yatomim say that he didn't say anything. That's the whole point. And they're nishpah, they didn't say anything. If he didn't say anything, that itself is a raya that he didn't pay it. Whereas the other man, the Omar, says, you know, it's difficult to argue with the Malach HaMavet. I mean, you know, he's coming and saying, wait, hold on, I got to write a message. I'm sorry, I'm on a tight schedule today. So it's... you're not going to be able to use that as a tiny. Would have said something. Aim a Malach HaMavet to Danse. I mean, maybe the Malach HaMavet didn't let him write this message to his children. Sholach Ravuna Bar Ovin, Amavkide Tzel Chavero Bishtar, Vo'omalo Yechzartiv Lecha Ne'eman. First of all, he gave a psak that you would be believed to say you returned it in the case of the dry cleaner and so on. And furthermore, in a case where there is a shtar kis that was Yotze Al Yatomim, he can be gova the entire thing. What? Of course, anybody who doesn't know anything, those are two totally unrelated pesukim. But having just learned these sugya, we understand that is a brilliant pesuk halacha to put these two things together. Because the first thing it does to you is, it says, what? If the father would have been Ne'aman, but the time that he gave it back, and a shtar kis is a half, so all of this goes through your brain instantly at this point, right? And a shtar kis, by definition, is collecting where a person had a right to say that exartiv l'cha, but he died before saying exartiv l'cha, then those are two contradictory piskei halachas. On the one hand, you're claiming that the migu that he has of saying exartiv l'cha is Ne'aman, and on the other hand, you're saying, but we won't tie it for the Yorish. Why won't you be tying it for the Yorish if the father was Ne'aman? Ask the Gemara, what tarte? How could you say two contradictory things? Clearly, it was based on the analysis that we just made, that there's a further indication when it comes to the Yoresh, which doesn't apply to the father, that he should not have gone and died without talking to his kids about this or leaving a note about this. So, Shaini Hatam, the im ita de pare, if in fact he had paid it up, Nema Haviyamar, he would have said something. Since he didn't say something, in this case we can't be Tanin and Leyoresh because it's too obvious that he's left himself in a vulnerable position. Why would somebody leave themselves in such a position and go buy an insurance policy to cover the amount of money that he left himself vulnerable? So that's pretty dumb. So the same way we understand that a person buys insurance policies, he also makes sure that he's not going to get a tfiyah against him for the value that he would have had in the insurance policy. It's obvious. Omar Rava, maybe I have a Rava Omar, Hilchata Nishba Vagova Mechza. Whereas Marzutra says, Hilchata Kedayane Gola. Now, the Dayane Gola, I mean, at least the way that we had the Dayane Gola, is that they were saying that you could be Geva the call. And Rava was passing that Dayane Eretz Yisrael in the case of the Shtar Kis against the Atomim. So Ravina asked Marzutra, are you disagreeing with Rava's Psak here? Amar Rava, Nishba Vagova Mechza. Omar Le, no, it's exactly what I said. Because the way that I was told over, the argument between Dayane Gola and Dayane Eretz Yisrael was the opposite of the way you were told over. So I have it that the Dayane Gola Ibcha Matnina Le, that's exactly what the Dayane Gola said in my version, that is Nishba Vagova Mechza, and that Ein Achinami, we will even use this as a Tanina Le Yoresh. And we don't accept the fact that, why didn't he say anything? Because people have a tendency to die before saying things. And therefore, that's not a reason for us not to be Tanina and Leoresh. So Mamela turns out that we're saying, yes, we can allow Rav Chisda's Taina that you have over here, amigo. Obviously, we have the Shvuas that would be necessary. In this case, it would be the Shvua of the collector and the Shvua of the Atomim that they never heard anything about. They can't say it's true it was returned because they don't know. We don't expect them to say that. But they can say, we were never told anything about it. We don't know. Maybe it was returned. That would be taninan for that half for them. As far as the part that's a milva is concerned, it's like any other milva b'shtar against yitomim. We always will collect a milva without saying maybe it was returned. On shtar chabiyadi, my boy, the father would have been believed, then the children aren't believed. We're only able to be taninan liyarech what we can be tayin, what the father would be tayin and be believed about. Boy min eravach barunim revsheshet chutz mi charuv ploni chutz mi sadan ploni mao. Does he mean oto charuv hudalo koni, or shar charuvim koni, or dilma shar charuvim nami lo koni? I'm like, well, how can it be koni? Of course not. Lo kana. Eight. It says it in Brayta, chutz mi charuv ploni, chutz mi sadan ploni, lo kana, which is mashma, the one we're referring to. Oto charuv hudalo kana. Or shar charuvim kana. I'm like, no, that's not what it means. Afilu shar charuvim nami lo kana. Think about this. Teda. Ilo amale sadim mechura lacha, chutz mi sade ploni. So what, would you really think for a minute that you, the lo koni, akrinaita koni? Ella means lo kana, period. Okinami lo kana, period. Ikidi amri boimine revachim revunim revsheish says, chutz bichatzi charuv ploni then. Chutz bichatzi sadan ploni mao. Of course the shar charuvim, obviously, I'm not that dumb. Vale lo kani. But the question is, mashishir boto charuv. Kani? Adem afilu mashishir boto charuv lo kani. Amale lo kani. Etve, chutz bichatzi charuv ploni, chutz bichatzi sadan ploni. Shar charuvim lo kana, my life. Ah, dafka shar charuvim. Who do lo kana? Ma shishir bato charuv kana? I'm like, of course that's not what it means. It means any other charuvim, including half charuvim lo kani. So afil ma shishir bato charuv nami lo kani. It's the same argument. Teda. Ilo amale sadim chura lacha chutz bichatzi sadat ploni. So then you really would think, who do lo kani? Ha irach vechetzi is kind of absurd. Elo lo kani, achanam lo kani. Boy, mine revamer mi revchista. Hamavkir etzel chavero b'shtar v'amalu yichzartim lecha mao. Mi amrinan migo di boy yomar nensu me'eman, ashtanami me'eman. O dilma amatzi yomar leishtar chal b'yodi my boy, and it comes out to be a migo b'mokum the edus of anan sahari. Why? When he said Nensu, that's true, but sof, he would have said Nensu, he would have had to make a Shvua. Love Shvua, boy? Well, of course, Achinami, what do you think I meant? My Neman, Neman b'Shvua, of course. Which we decided ought probably to be read, Lema b'Plukta, the Itma. Shtar kisei atzeli etomim, dayanei gola amre, nishba v'gove kulo, v'dayanei eretz Yisrael amre, nishba v'gove mechza. So the kulei alma itlu dedar doi, damenar doi ha'iska palga bilva and palga pikadon. So therefore, there's only one thing left to argue about, that's Rav Chisda. So my love, v'akam evigei, mar savar, matziyom l'shtarcha b'yadi my boy, and therefore the father wouldn't have been believed that we will not be tayin for the yorshim. So there, that too could be collected. Whereas Marsaval that lo amrian le shtarcha b'yadi my boy, and therefore we will be taken for the yorish. You'll only have to pay back the part that was the milva, but the pikadon you use the migu that the father would have had to be taken the yorish. Look, the kule alma itu the Rav Chisda. There's a difference between the father himself tining it and the yatomim being the beneficiaries of the possibility of that taina. Because therefore we have a strong indication that it never happened, and we won't be telling Liyarish something that we see reason to believe is a wrong taina. Whereas Marsavar, I mean, just because a guy dies without saying something, Emor Malachamavet to the answer. Shalat Aruna Barovin, Hamavkide Tzachaviro Bishtar, Viamalo Yichzartiv Lecha, Neeman. And secondly, Ashtar Kisei Yotzeal Yitomim Nishba Vegove Kulo. What? How could he both be Neeman and then be Nishba Kulo from his Yorshim? Tarte? Yes. Because Shani Atenimit Apari Meimarvi Omar. Rova Omar Hilchata Nishba Vegove Mechza. Omar Marzutra Hilchata Kedayane Gola. Omar Ravina Marzutra, but I mean, surely you know that Rova Paskis Nishba Vegove Mechza. Omar, like, well, that's what I hold too. Because Anan, the Dayane Gola, Ibcha Matrina La, that in fact Nishba Vegova Mechza's Dayane Yerzisrol say the opposite.